Number one for New Country 96.3, it's Al Farb, and look who popped in, Michelle Rodriguez from Hawkeye in the Morning.
Yeah, but I'm not the big guest here.
No, it's Entertainer of the Year, Luke Combs.
Yeah.
What up? What up? How you guys doing?
I can't believe you are right here in front of us after a sold-out show last night at the American Airlines Center. I heard you, I didn't go to the show last night, I'm going to the show tonight.
Okay.
What are we expecting?
Man, I mean, it's really just a lot of beer drinking, really. A lot of singing, you know what I mean? Which is, I feel like, to be expected at the shows, you know?
Absolutely.
But it was great. We had a great time last night. We have a great time tonight, too.
I went to the show last night, and it was... I'm a huge George Strait fan. I mean, everybody knows here.
Sure.
It gave me
sure.
those vibes.
Yeah.
It's that...
Oh, right on.
It's all, you know...
It's good. He's doing okay, so that's good.
He's
okay. Yeah. People know him, I think.
A few people, especially in Texas.
Yes.
Okay, so you... we were just talking off the air. You're pretty busy. You were just in New Orleans. You played last night. You're playing so many shows.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. How does the voice of Luke Combs stay intact throughout this? I mean, you're working it out.
Man, listen, I know it doesn't it doesn't look like I have the diet of a god out here, and I don't sometimes, but most of the times I do. I don't know. I really just try to. I mean, it's just drinking a ton of water. I know that sounds very cliche.
Yeah.
But drinking a ton of water, doing vocal warm ups every night, trying not to talk like when you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not over talking. But yeah, it is a thing I was worried about when we started this tour. We had three nights in Orange Beach. Was like the first three. We had done some one-off shows, but then I remember the first night, it was like we played, and my voice was really tired the next day, and I was like, man, I've got two more shows to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is going to be like a problem, you know? And I knew this tour was coming up, and it was, you know, 40-some-odd shows or whatever, and so I just had to do what I had to do. You know, I'd never been a huge warm-up guy before this, but having, you know, 15 or 16 months off of not doing it, I don't know. It's like not running for 15 or 16 months and then trying to go run at the Olympics. Like, it just doesn't work. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of that. I mean, it's a routine for sure.
Absolutely. So big news announced yesterday here in Dallas at your show. That you're going to be the halftime performance next week from yesterday.
I am.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Go Cowboys.
With a little team that a few people have heard of.
A few people like here in Dallas, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be super exciting. You know, jumped at the opportunity. I think it's the first kind of thing we've ever... It's the first thing I've ever made anybody that works for me do, like, on a holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're... Okay.
7 years.
So what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
We're going to do Thanksgiving at the game.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. You know, it's just kind of how it's going to be.
So we were wondering in the morning, we talked about it all day today on the air.
Yeah.
Did you have Jerry Jones' permission to announce it last night without a big press conference with him?
We got some stuff coming up with Jerry. But no, that was kind of like, they were like, hey, you should announce it. Just like make it like cool casual kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
You know, so that was the plan, you know, and I mean, I think it went over well.
We thought you were rebelling. Why don't you just say, yeah,
no.
I did it without Jerry Jones' permission.
he's a pretty powerful guy, I feel like, you know, I don't know him, but I guess we'll find out.
And you did it so eloquently, and you it was right before you sang Houston, We Got a Problem, which is my favorite non-single Luke Combs song.
Thank you.
Being from Houston.
Right.
And knowing that story a little more intimately.
Yeah.
You pay Texas such a great honor.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love Texas. You know, it was the first place I went, you know, right after I signed my deal. It was kind of the first, you know, my first taste of... you know, this life. And it was, I mean, just y'all live in such a cool state. You know, it's like, you know, we've been everywhere. Not that everywhere else isn't great too, but it's just, there's like a feeling when you're here that's just, it's markedly different than
seriously,
a lot of places.
You played a New Faces show for us at Capitol Bar in Fort Worth. No longer there. You shut it down. Seriously, this the fire marshals came out and shut it down because you had so many people there.
Love it.
You had like 500, not even 500 people there. And now
what was the name of the bar?
Capitol Bar.
R.I.P. Capitol Bar.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. in peace, Capitol Bar.
Seriously.
Shut her down.
And here
I mean?
We are now, Entertainer of the Year. Man, we are so happy for you.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy stuff. I mean, I never would have imagined it, but here we are, you know?
Yeah. And I'm so, one last thing before we let you go, Luke. One of the things that I've told all your peeps this, and I'm so it's so great to see how well you take care of your guys.
Yeah.
Drew Parker and Ray and Ashley. And even Jameson, they're your peeps. Y'all all kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
And now that shows the kind of guy that you are.
Sure, man. I think it's really important. I believe that the most important part of what I do is the people that I surround myself with, and everybody from bus drivers, truck drivers, mm-hmm. Crew guys, and these people spend, time away from their families to make this happen. It's not something that I take lightly. It is a job. I mean, I get that, but it's also, I think there's more to it than that. Or at least there should be, in my opinion. What I mean? It's, it would be really lonely to be out here and not have anybody that you feel like you were friends with or that you could joke with or talk to. It would be a super weird and lonely existence if you didn't have that. So I'm thankful that, we have that out here, and everybody out there is super great and excited to be there and pumped to work every day. And I think that bleeds over into the show and bleeds over into the crowd. And I think that's part of the whole experience,
Yeah. Well,
cheers to Road Family, man.
Yes,
that was
cheers.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, we know you got a little show to do here in just a second, so we'll let you go. But thank you so much for stopping by.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Guys.
Thanks. Right on. Luke Combs, everybody.
Tonight. American Airlines Center.
Yeah, New Country 96.3.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.